Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes. Come on. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our first live feed update of Big Brother Canada 10. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today to talk through everything that we saw on the feeds last night is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
Glorious, Taryn. Glorious. The first night of feeds is honestly a feeling unlike any other. We get to play detective. We get to learn new things. We get to feel maybe happy about what we see, sometimes a little sad about what we see. You get all the emotions in one night with the caffeine and the excitement. This is coffee number two. Nice to meet you. I'm so excited to talk to you about today. Last night, actually.
Yeah, well, last night and today, we are on East Coast time, which means that the house guests, not only are we on East Coast time here in Toronto for the Big Brother Canada game. But they also typically have a bedtime. So, by the time we do the updates in the morning, they are often up and going already, as we have seen, today. So today's update will include some bits from this morning as we are trying to fill in the gaps and do some detective work on where everyone stands in this house and what's going on. But we are going to do our best to update you on all of it here on our first live feed update of the season. And the first thing to update is that obviously after we watched the episode last night, we saw that Melina was the first to go. I'm sorry, Puya.
Don't talk to me, Taryn. It's so funny because Liana was like, you know, it's funny. It's a bit now. I'm like, I don't want this to be my bit. I don't want whoever I'm guaranteed to lose someone night one. That sucks. I hate that. Even though, you know, I think after listening to Melina's eviction interview and everything, I don't think Melina was going to be cut out for this game for long anyway. But yeah, listen, I got to take the wounds. You know, I got to tend to these wounds because there's been a lot lately.
Yes. Well, I will be talking with Melina later today. So you can be on the lookout for that exit interview coming at some point today. You want to hear more from Melina and where she kind of sees the house from her perspective. You can watch out for that. After Melina left, we had an HOH competition. And Marty is the week two HOH, which is kind of an interesting position. But ultimately, from what I've seen, I'm very reminded of where we started in Big Brother Canada 9, where we do have a majority group in this house. They are under the radar, and we have an HOH that is not a part of that majority, but is associated with the majority and will likely end up doing the majority's bidding this week if nothing else changes. But Marty, as the new HOH, does allow for some potential intrigue as he is not just a, you know, lockstep member of this majority group. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a cog in the majority machine by any means. But we got a lot more of this information this morning, actually, which kind of, you know, brings over the last night and today of it all. I was excited to see Marty win. I wasn't expecting Marty to win. It was a fun surprise. He wouldn't have been my first, second, third pick to win. So I was very happy to see that. But I do think that it's interesting because we get this information, right? Top of the hour, Marty won HOH. But then slowly we start seeing, okay, what are the alliances? Oh, he's not in it. Oh, but he might not put them up anyway. Oh. So there's a couple, few layers we got to get there too. But again, I'm happy for Marty.
Yes. And so this being the first live feed update of the season, we do typically have a slightly different format here. Less so going through the events of the night and the day, more so just trying to fill you in on the overall structure, because the individual events won't really mean anything until you have the context for what they mean. So yes. I'm going to, if you're watching along on the video, I'm going to pull up the visual here of these are all of the players. Hopefully you can see those names. Hopefully it's not too small for you in case you need a reminder because it has not been a long time that we have been acquainted with these people yet. So here are the players, and I'm going to try and run you through what we understand of the house structure so far. Now, in last night's episode, we saw three people while voting did a little motion. It's something to do with sheesh.
That's the one we're going with, Karen. Don't say the other one.
But to me, it just looks like shooting up. That's what it looks like. I'm sorry. You can't get it out of my head. It's why are you pointing to that specific? I don't know. Look, so
ice in the veins, Taryn. It started off, you know, when you hit a clutch shot in the NBA, and then TikTok took it and then added the sheesh to it, and now that's how it's mainstreamed with the sheesh.
I don't get the sheesh. Where did the sheesh come from?
Listen, Taryn, we're old now. Okay, no, where I've like heard it. I get the reference, but if you told me to give you the history, I'm no Phil T. I can't do that for you.
Is it like? Oh, sheesh. It's so cold. Sheesh.
Probably ice. Not. It's not like a, too hot. It's not that. It's definitely not that vibe.
We saw three people doing that in the diary room while voting. And those people were Kyle, Gino, and Tanisha. Through the night, we were able to determine that there are more people involved in this, this, you know, elbow alliance. At least Summer, and Moose are in fact involved in the elbow alliance. And we are assuming that this elbow alliance is called potentially Savage Seven, the Savage Seven.
Yes.
Or is referred to that by Herman, and that there are seven people that do include Herman and very recently we have reason to believe that Josh may be in it as well. So the seven people in this alliance here, if you can follow the pointer, Herman, Josh, Kyle, Moose, Gino, Summer, and Tanisha are the people in this Savage Seven. Now, adjacent to the Savage Seven, there are some sub-alliances that are adding to the alliance's power. That these sub-alliances are likely Honey Bunch, what we saw in the premiere, seems to still exist in some fashion, as we saw Summer talking to Gino about it. That's obviously, Summer, Gino, JC, and Josh. And then we also have, something that doesn't have a name yet, but could be named at some point in the future. There was some talk about it between Kyle and Herman. some kind of single person alliance. I don't think they formed the alliance based on the fact that they're single, but they all happen to be single. And that's why Kyle was thinking about naming it something to do with being single. This alliance, this side alliance seems to be Herman, Kyle, Gino, JC, and Stephanie, is likely included in that. So basically JC is included in a couple of the side alliances, but is likely not in the main alliance to the Savage Seven. Stephanie is included in one of the side alliances. And everyone else is sort of a more core member for now. There are some other sort of additional bonds, low key alliances slash relationships, Moose and Marty, Gino and Marty, even Kyle and Marty. Kyle and Kevin seem to have a little bit of a something going on. And there are lots of like individual relationships happening. But it's hard to say which of those mean anything more than just somebody saying it or them having a conversation in one night at this time. So the main thing to pay attention to, the important thing, is this Savage Seven alliance. The big alliance that forms at the beginning of the game is always very crucial to the outcome of the game. I can't remember the last time somebody won the game that was not a part of the initial majority alliance. It was probably Josh, if you can even count that, but he would kind of was in the majority alliance. So then before that was like Steve. Like Steve might be the answer to that question. So you know, it's big. Being in the alliance is big, and it will have lasting repercussions throughout the season, even if it does crumble soon, which it doesn't seem like there is any reason to believe that it will. So this is where we're at, Booyah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, we have, now that we have the big alliance worked out, it's interesting to note who's not in any of these side alliances that are also attached to the big alliance. You know, you mentioned Stephanie's in one, JC Lynn is in two of them, but just the sides. And then if you look at everyone else, so Betty, I've not really heard or seen if Betty is aligned with anybody. Jay is someone who they are talking with literally everyone, and they are vibing with literally everyone. If you told me who is not vibing with Jay, I couldn't answer that for you.
Well, I could answer that for you.
I mean, listen, we'll get there. maybe one person.
Unfortunately for Jay, there's one person that they're not vibing with.
Exactly. That person may have one HOH, okay? And then Jessica, we got to learn a little bit more about where Jessica is. Helena and Jessica had a conversation last night. They might be, you know, in a small something or in a very, like, foundational thing right now. But for the most part, it's like, the people who are in the big alliance are also the people that have like the smaller alliances right now, which doesn't bode well for those on the outside of things, on the outskirts right now.
Yes. So so if you're still trying to wrap your head around who is on the outs, the people not involved in any of these major alliances, Betty, Helena, Jay, Jessica, and Kevin, Marty. Marty to some degree as well. Marty again is in some small like individual things, but I don't believe has been included in anything major. Same thing with Kevin, same thing with Jay, same thing with at least Betty, not sure about Helena. And then Jessica has some individual relationships, but is definitely the house pariah at the moment. So Jessica far on the outs. Everybody else has like a moderate amount of connection to somebody in the majority, which is likely what is keeping them, you know, feeling like they're okay, even though very few of them are at the moment. So that's where we stand. Obviously, Betty, Helena, Jay, Jess, and Kevin should all be pretty concerned that they are not in the majority and that they could be targets for the majority to push Marty onto this week. And in terms of nominations, Marty has basically said that he would not target anybody who is already in the majority. I don't think that he knows about the majority, but it just so happens that all of those people are people that he would never touch. Mm-hmm. And he also made a deal with Stephanie during the HOH. She, I believe, came in second place. And and they made a deal that they would not nominate each other. And so for him, I'm pretty sure it's literally these five people were the options between, I guess, yeah, he said five people. I'm not sure which of Betty or Melina.
Yeah, he was exactly.
Not considering.
He said five. He would have had five options. He took Stephanie off the board when the deal got offered up. So Stephanie's off the board. Jay is very much on the board. Jessica on the board. Kevin on the board. And then one other person that is either most likely Betty or Helena, mm-hmm. or maybe JC Lynn.
Yes.
Be the other.
Yes. And he may also have just, like, when he said five, like, he might have just been estimating.
Might not have been a concrete number. Yeah. Fair, fair.
So that could also be the thing. But for the most part, we're looking at options as, you know, Jay, Jess, Kevin. And he was looking at Stephanie, but he took Stephanie off the board. JC was mentioned, and I assume Betty and Helena are on the table. So really, just anybody who is not in the majority alliance. and so in terms of who he is thinking about nominating, Jessica is the primary target for most of the house. They would love to see Jessica leave. Mm-hmm. But Marty does have some amount of, like, self-interest, and he is thinking, I don't have an issue with Jess. I have an okay relationship with Jess. I don't need to get Jess out. I would prefer to see Jay leave. It seems to be the case. So Marty is looking to target Jay. And he has spoken with Jessica this morning about not putting them on the block. However, the conversation did not go super great because he said, I don't want to do the house's bidding and put you up. That does nothing for my game. It would really suck if you left on my HOH. So hopefully nobody wins the veto because you will leave on my HOH if somebody wins the veto because I'm putting you up as a replacement.
Yeah. And this was where I thought, Marty, you had me at the first half. If you're being self-interested and you're telling Jess, yeah, I have a feeling if you had won HOH, I wouldn't have been your target. So there's no interest in me getting rid of you or putting you on the block. That being said, if the veto is used, I don't know. I made this, and he keeps going back to, you know, I really don't like that I made this deal with Stephanie. Or it doesn't say Stephanie, but you can figure out what he's saying. And now, you know, I'm in this position where I don't have a lot of options left. But he also names Kevin as someone who he could put up on the block. And I'm like, then put up Kevin. If Kevin is on the list and you are not really vibing with Kevin like this, put up Kevin. But I mean, I think it's going to be very clear in the coming days that the majority alliance, or quite a few people in the majority alliance, are probably going to pressure him to put up Jessica in the event the veto is used. So I don't think he's going to be able to fight off all of that pressure, which makes me very nervous for Jessica. And I'm already not looking forward to this nomination, Taryn, because I don't know who I'm rooting for to win this veto, because I'm not ready to say goodbye to Jay. No way. I'm just meeting Jay. It's going to be heartbreaking no matter how you look at it.
I mean, Jess is struggling in the house. The longevity there for Jess is not looking great. So it's almost similar to the spot where we saw Josh last season, in week two, where it was like, let's just put him out of the misery at this point. Because the longer they stay, the more they're just going to continue to be the consensus house target and nothing is going to shake up. And what we saw last season is that once Josh left, things got heated, right? Like things got, the fire was turned up because there was no more consensus target. And people had to start losing their pieces on the board. And that's what started all the infighting. So I'm kind of with you here. Jay does seem like, as you mentioned, they're vibing with a lot of people, mm-hmm. in the house, very social, talked a lot with Summer about game. and seems to have some decent connections. Not enough that anybody's going to go out of their way to protect Jay, I think, but you know, definitely enough so that Jay has potential in this game. If they are to survive the week, they could easily end up in some kind of splintered alliance that happens if there's any infighting that goes on. Summer seems to be somebody that is working some side angles. She was talking with Jay. I saw her talking with Betty and some other people. She's close with Tanisha. She's got Honey Bunch. She's definitely somebody to keep an eye on here. Kyle obviously is involved in a lot of things. He, as I said, has a connection to Kevin. They talked this morning where it seems like Kyle is potentially one of, if not the only person that Kevin seems to have opened up some to in terms of like his actual level of knowledge in the game. That's at least the vibe that I got. Kyle was talking to Kevin about the votes against him and whether he'll be good this week. Kyle does feel like he'll be good this week. And Kevin was like, oh, it's because they think I'm nothing. I'm worth nothing in the game, right? And he's like, yes. He's like, good. So they've got that going. I would like to think that that connection is formed off of the fact that like Kevin knows Kyle from before, and Kyle has told the story about the Twitter thing, and they're maybe bonding about their knowledge of the game, and that's why maybe Kevin opened up about that to Kyle if that is in fact what happened. But Kyle definitely working some connections there. Moose has some connections all over. Gino seems to be one of the best positioned people in the house in every one of these big alliances, major and minor. A lot of people looking at Gino, really is the thing, just looking at him.
You know, when Amon sat there for 45 minutes and contemplated his draft pick and picked Gino, I was like, that's a good pick. Gino, you know, we saw that one scene in the first episode where he was like, I'm 28 and that's it. And it's kind of the same on the feed so far. He's not giving me a lot, but he's also like easily, arguably in the best situated position in the house, if not top two. A lot of conversation about whether Gino and JC Lynn are going to be a thing. A lot of people alone talking about it. Summer like went over to Gino while he was by the fridge talking about it, and Gino kind of felt a little awkward about it. There's a lot of will they, won't they with these two already speculating, but then also it's alluded that Gino has other options. Other people might be looking at Gino. Gino is a hot commodity both in the house and on BB Twitter. So enjoy, people, because Gino's looking to be in a solid place for at least the foreseeable future.
Yes. And it's, I mean, it's again, like just news flash, potential Big Brother players. If there's a really hot, physically fit dude that everybody loves and he's chill, he's probably the biggest threat in the house.
Easily confirmable.
Yeah. Just be aware.
Yeah.
They have been winning a lot of these seasons lately.
I mean, we went through the Rolodex of you know, physically capable people who have won how many seasons now, like in a row. Gino falls into that mold, is very attractive, has everyone looking at him. So, you know, beware.
Yes, for sure.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Gino does seem to have a connection with Jacy. They call her Jace in the house at times. This is a little bit of a flirtmance going on. Nothing mm-hmm. too major yet, but I definitely caught vibes going on. Something that Summer also caught, and Summer actually questioned Gino about it in the pantry. In a very awkward sort of confrontation, like, you're going to tell me if Honey Bunch turns into a side bunch, right? like if there's a side bunch in the honey. And she seemed like she was trying to be chill about it, but in a way that was like, it wasn't really that chill. So we'll see where that goes, but, there's definitely something happening there. And as we said, JC, is in some of these side alliances with Gino. Unclear yet if Honey Bunch is considered a side alliance for the members of Honey Bunch, or if that is their main thing and they are using the Savage Seven to get ahead, and they will consider the Honey Bunch their core. Again, unclear about that, but considering how many alliances Gino is in that don't involve Summer, I am assuming that that it is not what he would consider to be his primary, but we'll see.
Well, and I think we'll find out how much Honey Bunch might be top of mind for like three of the members if one of them was to go up on the block, and how they're going to be reacting to that. Because, I mean, at this point, they all have options, you know, elsewhere. So we'll find out how tight the Honey Bunch is. I was surprised to hear Honey Bunch get brought up again, but it survived the pre-feed. So here we are.
Moose, as I mentioned, has a connection to Marty. Moose has been saying to the cameras and in general, just about like he has been talking to Marty since the beginning. Nobody really suspects it. Nobody really knows it. Mm-hmm. There seems to be some kind of potentially loose grouping between Moose, Gino, Kyle, and Marty that's happening, but nothing too solid. I expect that you know, they'll probably lean into it a bit this week because Marty is HOH. Kyle also mentioned to Herman that he feels like Marty is the kind of guy who, if he promised you he would cut off his leg, he would do it, because that's just who he is. He will stick to his word. So obviously, getting in with Marty early and getting his word is going to be very valuable. So expect him to sort of stick with these guys, I think.
I mean, and I think based on what we've seen with the small interactions Marty has had about his HOH reign, 1000% Kyle has the right read on Marty right now. And at least week two Marty is this person that Kyle described. So for sure.
Yes. And just a quick Marty. Nice. Come on.
Oh, man.
It's the same thing. It's Austin. We had Austin last season. We're having Marty this season. It's the same exact HOH train. So far at least.
Yeah.
We see that, Moose and Summer connected in this elbow alliance, the Savage Seven. We also saw Herman and Kyle talking again about Stephanie. They said they felt good about Steph because of their side thing. And this is when Kyle suggested maybe they name the side thing something to do with the fact that they're all single. Herman is the one that says, I'm down for that, but my primary loyalty is to the Savage Seven. That's where we got that name. Still don't know if that is like for sure the name, but it is what Herman called them, and it's, you know, seven people. Kyle feels good. Kyle feels good about his position. He says to the cameras, I'm set up better than anybody else in the house. And I don't think that's necessarily incorrect. I think Gino definitely gives him a run for his money as of right now. But Kyle is definitely feeling good. He says, move first, move early, attack the middle. The chess analogies are stacking up. I like this from Kyle. I remember telling him in the Among Us game that the mistakes that people made in Big Brother Canada 9 is that they were late to the party, and Kyle is not late to the party, and I think that's a very good thing for him.
Oh, he's doing very, very well. Now, granted, it's been a day and a half, but honestly, we learned how much homework he's done. So he has gone back and watched season 9, 7, 6, 5, 1, part of 4. I'm assuming he couldn't get to the other ones in time. And he just understands the game. Like, he's definitely, like, when he says this past year, his whole objective has been to get on the show, he isn't lying based on what he's doing in the house. He is studied. He was talking about the twist and how, oh, maybe, you know, if you're left on, you know, this whole, like, doors at the end of the eviction that could promote pawnship. I was like, Kyle, you didn't know this game last year. Look at you. Look at you talking strategy. He's there to play, and I love it. He does say in his little monologue he did that he has his rook already. I want to know who the rook is. I would like to know who the pieces are.
I'm wondering if it's Kevin.
Oh, that would be his. That is his piece. If everything we're looking at would... Okay. That could be Kevin.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, like, what he's thinking in terms of, like, things that chess pieces do, like their actual abilities, but in terms of like having a piece, it feels like, and again, this is based on one little conversation this morning, but it does feel like Kevin is somebody that that Kyle may have on the down low. He may also be talking about somebody like Marty, though, or even like if a rook is sort of something that you use as a protection, your castle,
right?
Then you know, maybe the rook is I don't know, Gino. I don't know.
Yeah. So I learned chess as a youngin, and I learned it in Farsi. So the English words I always confuse. Rook is the castle on the side, on like the either side of the board.
Yeah, like the little castle
that goes straight.
And he mentioned castling, like I heard him say that
he did mention it. Yes,
which is a move that you can make. It's a weird move in chess, where you can take your castle and sort of like put your king behind it, essentially. And so it helps sort of entrench the king, protected by the rook, and so. In that sense, it might make sense that he was talking about maybe something like somebody like Gino or somebody like, I don't know who else he thinks is like a big target in front of him and that he's entrenched in these groups. But either way, he's trying to position himself here. He feels like Jess is a massive threat. And if he says at this point, if they don't win the veto, they're going home. Now, he's probably wrong about this. Considering where the night goes and this morning is going. But he does feel that Jess is a big threat. He felt like they proved themselves not only mentally, but physically in this most recent HOH competition. And that's something to watch out for Kyle. So that's where Kyle stands.
Okay. Yes. And again, we just told you about how amazing he's doing, how he's one of the best people situated in the house. I have a couple of things I want to bring up. Couple of cons potentially in our boys game here. Number one, while I do love that he was so open about how many seasons he's watched, I would have held some of that close to the chest, but he's already told them about the Commodore mix up. So maybe they're like, oh, makes sense. You were told to watch this. You watched it, whatever. The second thing, he is telling people that he's not about that showman's life, that this is something he will never do. I love that for you. That's good. But then he also said something like, yeah, being a showman is whack. Don't say that because other people might do it. Then if they remember you said this, that is not good for you. That's one more thing. The last thing is, Taryn, I don't know if you caught this last night. He started doing chin-ups off the side of the kitchen island. And I was like, don't show them you can do this. Please, please stop. So I feel like he's doing a couple of little things that I wouldn't want to see him do, but also I'm being critical, but also I don't think anyone has looked at it and thought red flags. So as long as they're not looking out for that, then he's fine, but maybe a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's mostly fine. You know, I think the, in terms of like talking about his knowledge of the game, you know, everybody still knows, like, he's still new to it pretty much, right? He's still pretty new to the game.
It's been a year. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like chin ups, like they're like, everybody knows he's fit. Everybody knows that there's lots of other fit people. In fact, a lot of people are doing, workouts, just this morning. So I don't think that's too much of a concern either. I'm not too worried about that. I really feel like, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job so far. And he seems to have a good demeanor for this position, because it's really like being able to, as he said, move first, move early, while also just being like a chill person. Like that's exactly where you want to be. It's usually the people that move first, move early that get the advantage, but that's because their personality is like really a lot. Like somebody like Moose, who is like moving a lot, and mm-hmm. and it's good because it's putting him in a good position, but he's also like a lot. And so that could eventually get him into trouble. Kyle is strategically moving a lot, socially chill, talking to everyone. Don't worry about me. I'm not being too much.
Yeah. And what I like about Kyle is he subtly has been able to move around a lot. Like I've seen him go from camera one to camera three to camera four to camera two, like very quickly, different rooms, different people. Like I genuinely think Kyle had the most FaceTime with the most amount of people last night. You know what I mean? And I thought that was really good from him. It's very subtle. Moose, you did bring up, which I'm glad you did, because Moose has a little bit of, like, he did tell us he's going to be very high energy, and he definitely approaches it without veiling that high energy at all. So there is a big difference in the way the two of them are doing it, and I do prefer Kyle's way. So again, Kyle is doing everything really well. I have some worries, but you know, you got to have some worries. He can't be like 10 out of 10 out the gate, because that'll only set us up for some sadness. So, well, he's doing good. I'm happy. I'm very happy with what we're getting with Kyle.
Well positioned for now. It remains to be seen, like, you know, whether he is a shot caller here, whether he has the major influence in these groups, and if he can maneuver the game into directions that are good for him. There are definitely things like potentially Honey Bunch that could be bad news for him moving forward if he is not aware of it. We also see that, you know, Jess is not a complete pariah in the house. They do seem to have some level of individual connections. I saw them talk to Helena. They talked to Kevin. I think that was this morning.
Kevin, yes.
Kevin was asking about the vote, and they were like, "Oh, we had agreed that I was going to vote against you." Remember? Like there was, and I don't know how like solid that is, because he didn't seem to remember. But it sounds like they made some kind of arrangement to be like, "Oh, I'm going to vote against you. People will not think we're together. That will help us both." But they also don't seem like they're actually that together in the first place. But we'll see. They also had a brief, you know, conversation with Tanisha. Tanisha just in general seems like she's very good socially. I Tanisha is not somebody that I think we saw a lot of last night or this morning, but somebody that is involved in these alliances and seems to be, as I said, very good socially, somebody that might need to watch out for, even though they're not she's not super active yet.
Yeah, Tanisha, UTR under the radar. I think that Tanisha is clearly connected well enough that she is in the big alliance, but she's kind of, you know, going with the flow a little bit. Tanisha and Kyle actually this morning had a very big like catch up information dump amongst each other by the hot tub area, which I did like. So it shows to me that Tanisha's thinking game, is trying to play game. I think Tanisha is going to be someone we're going to be looking at this season. And I think that she's very capable. She is Marty's Wendy's pick as well. Marty picked Tanisha to go to Wendy's today. So I think Tanisha's got quite a bit of game. We've not seen a lot from Tanisha yet, though. But I'm excited to learn because I feel like Tanisha's someone I'm not worried about going anywhere for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we stand here. Now, what was mentioned as nominations was something along the lines of Jay as the target, JC as a pawn, and then Jess as a replacement if the veto is used. I believe that has been kind of like confirmed or restated again while this podcast has been running, that the nominations are likely going to be Jay and JC. Some J's up on the block there.
A couple of J's on the block. It's interesting. It's interesting. We talked about Moose. This is going to be for the live feed update tomorrow, but you know, can sprinkle some as it's coming on here. Apparently, Moose has talked about potentially Herman being the first like casualty of his big alliance. So we're kind of,
which is weird because they seem close.
I mean, I would have assumed they were very, very close. So this intrigues me infinitely because now that we know what the alliance of seven is, what is the ranking in the seven? Who is in the bottom? Who's on the top? What's the situation? Who's the best positioned? These are the things I want to find out.
I'm just hoping that Moose is the person that helps prevent the old steamroll, right? Like Moose is the wild card factor in here that's going to be like, I need to do something.
Yeah. I mean, I could see Moose being the one to do it. I could see Moose being the one to do it. And the thing is, if Moose is the one to do it, I think there will be more fireworks. But if Kyle is the one to do it, I see it being a little bit like more smooth. So. Yeah. For the fireworks, give me Moose. Moose, do it. You be the destruction here. I'm very okay with that. Yeah, so we'll see what's going on with the rest of the day today. What's interesting with JC Lynn being put up here is that right after Marty was talking to Jess about, listen, I don't want to put you on the block, et cetera, and then told us that he's going to have a house meeting because he wants everyone to know, hey, these are my policies for the HOH reign. Open door, but I don't want to sit in that room all day. So we can, if I'm anywhere else, you can have a talk with me. That's fine. Right as he tells, I don't remember who it was. This JC Lynn tries to get a one-on-one with him and he did shut her down. Yep. So that should have been the indicator right there. And, JC Lynn was not happy. Let it be known. So.
She was like, in the time it took for him to say that, I could have said my piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we could have like that conversation was literally could have been that email. Like that was it.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, with JC Lynn going up, it seems like Jay is definitely in some trouble. Now Summer has a connection to Jay. They talked a bit of game last night, but I assume that with Honey Bunch, Summer is going to be looking out for JC's interest, even in that. Even Summer would be looking out for JC's interest in that spot. So this is a very bad spot for Jay to be in. If these nominations stay the same and the house stays the same in terms of what we're seeing, then Jay is very likely to be the one evicted. Now, if the veto is won and used, of course, that means that Jessica is likely going to be the replacement, or at least it will be pushed for Jessica to be the replacement. Yes. And we will likely see Jessica leave if they end up on the block, regardless of who they're up against. I think that the house would probably go in that direction. But you never know. There's a lot going on at the moment. We have not reached the point in the game where things have solidified yet. We have a solidified majority, yes, but in terms of the power structure of that majority, either it's not solidified or we just haven't figured out where the solidification has gone. But either way, we're looking at, Jay or Jessica likely. It's really just all Jays. Marty has a thing against Jays. That's what we're looking at.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Something else worth mentioning, Jessica did talk with Kyle this morning about, or was it, I forget if it's this morning or last night at this point, but Jessica did have a conversation with Kyle about just being sort of like grateful that he's there. They seem to have some kind of connection, even though Kyle sees them as a big threat. Jessica seemed to admire Kyle for helping dismantle the toxic masculinity of something or other. I know that Kyle has had a couple of conversations with Marty. Not that Marty is being toxically masculine. In fact, Kyle said the opposite, but just that, like, you know, something that they were doing or talking about was helping dismantle toxic masculinity. And, Kyle was respected by Jessica for it. So that sort of, that angle of Kyle, seems to be existing in the house. Kyle also, you know, has been in the house sort of making sure that people respect the they, them pronouns as well. So, so some good stuff, there from Kyle as well.
Yes. And I wanted to bring up, about Jay. Jay has no idea that they're going to be put on the block. Jay right now has no clue. And I think Jay felt good. The thing with Marty's HOH is, I know Scally put out the tweet of like the Andy HOH where everyone felt safe. Everyone genuinely felt safe last night is how it felt. And Jay is someone who I don't think they're going to take, you know, it lightly that they're going to be put on the block here. So I would look out and see how that goes. I feel like Jay is someone who, if forced to play, Jay will push and try and do the most to potentially stay. So I'm excited to see that from Jay. I don't think Jay's just going to be like, all right, well, it's my time to go. That's not going to happen. So we'll see how that goes. I mentioned earlier the Honey Bunch and like we'll find out how serious they are if someone from them is put on the block. Here's JC Lynn. How much of that is going to be talked about? We'll see. I think it set up a lot of fun stuff for today now. You know, here's the stuff you can look out for today. Noms, probably. Yeah, noms are today. So Jay's reaction, JC Lynn's reaction, the house meeting with Marty, if it's not already happened, more get to know the house guests. What's Betty up to in this game? Would love to know. So there's a lot of things that you can look forward to. It's going to be a fun day of feeds until obviously the curfew at night. So if you can watch them today, it should be good.
Yes. Speaking of Jay, their conversation with Summer last night, was revolving around, so we know that Jay voted against Kevin. Jay, it has made it clear. This was not that Jay is with Jessica and that they both voted for Kevin to go or anything like that. Jay voted for Kevin because they knew that, that Melina was leaving and they didn't want it to be unanimous. They did not know that Jessica also would be voting that way and that they have nothing to do with Jessica. No way. They are very different people. And they are not together, not affiliated. Do not think that I am affiliated there. It's not exactly helping Jay at the moment, considering that they still seem to be the target. But they made that clear with Summer. Additionally, as you said, Jay feels pretty comfortable. They felt like, hey, we're just taking out the, you know, I'm sorry, Jay, but you are one of these people to the majority right now. But the people that are kind of like on the outs, not really playing the game too hard. And they're going to be the easy boots early on. And then it's going to come down to players. And again, unfortunately for Jay, they don't really see Jay as a player at the moment. Jay also mentioned that, hey, if you're putting me up, there's no way I'm a pawn. I am not a pawn. I'm not going up on the block. If you put me up, you better be targeting me. It's going to be bad news. So we will see how Jay responds to being put up on the block by Marty once they figure that out.
We will see that for sure. I wanted to bring up real quick the conversation Jessica had with Marty this morning. So Marty brings Jessica into the HOH room and says, listen, we can talk at some other point for sure. And he keeps reemphasizing, we can talk more later on. He kind of wanted to say in passing, as of right now, I'm not putting you up. That was kind of supposed to be the long and short of it. But Jessica then kind of, you know, showed appreciation initially and was thankful. But then Marty, you know, starts spilling a little bit and says, well, yeah, you know, I had this like list of five, and if I really didn't make the deal with this one person, you would have been fine. But right now, I feel like if the veto is used, then you could potentially end up on the block. And the more this conversation went, the reason I wanted to bring this up, the more the conversation went, the more I felt Jessica kind of talk over him a little bit more. And they kind of were a little bit more heavy-handed in the conversation. But I don't think Marty necessarily felt the type of way. But this is what we saw with Moose in that one clip yesterday on the show proper. And I feel like Jessica has had this problem in the house, in that
yes,
while they're very innocently talking to people, people are taking it as they're being talked down to. Even today with right before we came on, Herman was making food in the kitchen. And Jessica over-explained a little bit on something, and Herman went into the pantry and was not happy. Moose had to come over, give him a hug to make him feel fine. So,
yes, it is the communication style from Jessica is why they are on the outs at the moment. That the it is not working. You know, if for instance, the conversation with Marty. You know, their point is kind of correct. Like, if you're saying that, you know, that it would be a disaster for me to leave on your HOH, don't put me up, dummy. Like, that would be terrible. Why would you do that? You know, like you shouldn't, that would be so, that would be so bad for you. And you know, we saw it in the episode last night, the way that they talked to Herman as well with the lion, facts.
And, yep.
You know, it is, it is very much like that. There were even last night, there was talk, they were talking about chicken and, whether it should be wasted. And it felt, it's just like they're consistently, and then even just again this morning, I think it was Herman again that was like, oh, I like that red jumpsuit that you wear, that they're wearing. I like that on you. And they were like, I haven't worn it before. And he was like, I thought you had. Nope, definitely have not worn this before. And it like turned into a thing. And then Gino came in and was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen you wear that before. And they were like, oh, okay, maybe I've worn this before. Okay, maybe. And it was just like, why is it a thing?
It didn't matter. No. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's been the big thing for me, because obviously I don't think any of it is intentional. Like, I don't think there is a mean bone in Jess's body. I just think that some of the phrasing and the tone usage has made people feel on edge, which has then, I think, caused Jess, because of the being ostracized early, has now made Jess potentially either overcorrect or over-explain when something goes sideways, which is making it worse somehow.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not a spot you want to find yourself in. And I feel bad for Jess, but also it has made me feel like at this point, Jess's best shot is to win this veto, win the next HOH, try and get something going, and then still be nominated the week after that. So I'm not loving where Jess is at right now. And I know they're a big fan, so I hope their experience gets better, but it's feeling a little bleak at the moment.
Yes. So that's about where we stand in the house so far. Of course, we'll learn a lot more throughout the day today. We'll get the nominations. We'll get, you know, once we get nominations, we're likely going to see people talking about like where the vote's going to be, calling on their connections, their alliances. And we'll see how the week plays out. You know, last season, the first week was pretty quiet for the first few days, until we realized just how much we were going to see the Sunsetters change their minds.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
And then it got a little wacky. So we'll see if this is going to be a little bit smoother here for the BB Can 10 cast, or if they are equally going to be as indecisive. But that's pretty much what we've got. Puya, anything else?
Firstly, we'll take indecisive always. It's more fun for us. Two more things I wanted to bring up. One was that Helena earlier today, or like maybe a minute on the feed, Helena was alone in the hot tub area reciting days, who won the comps, who came in second in the comps. And then in the hot tub area, there's pictures of all like old scenes from the show. So like there's a picture of Tashawn winning. There's a picture of Spicy V at the comp that she won. There's a picture of Paris and Kayla. So she's reciting, okay, the pink frame, these people, the yellow frame, this one. So she's doing homework, she's doing a little sneak study, which I do love from Helena. I love seeing that from her. And then the other thing is, he did this for comedy, but I think, and you know, it was like a blink and you'll miss it, so I'm definitely going to put attention on it. Kyle worked out in jean shorts, denim shorts for like 2 minutes. Go back and find it. It'll be a funny story for you today.
He jorts did it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Doing some more pull-ups. So yes, that's what we have for you today. I will of course be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. And then again, I'm going to be talking to Melina as well. So be on the lookout for that exit interview. We'll have a good time. You can of course also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Hanging out, watching episodes with you. I was live last night watching some feeds as well. So make sure you follow my Twitch channel so you'll be alerted when I'm going live for the feeds. It's usually when some good stuff is going down. So it'll be a good notification for you. And you can find me on Twitter as well, @ArmstrongTaryn. Check out the Raised by Wolves podcast I'm doing with Josh and Grace over on Post Show Recaps. Check out the Taryn Show with Ty, our reigning champion. That's what we got. Puya, where can people find you?
They can find me on twitch.tv/Puya. We'll be live streaming tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. Come check us out. Come say hi. I would appreciate that. You can find me on Twitter @Puyaism. I mean, the first couple of weeks of feeds are my favorite time of the year, so I'm going to be watching all of it, as much of it as I can, like a sponge. While I'm neglecting my partner and stuff with the feeds, other stuff I will be doing with my partner is the Masked Singer podcast. Coming back next week. Season 7 is going to be going on, premiering the same night as Survivor. So I will be talking about all of that with Liana Boris. Shout out, Liana. And I also have the Bel Air podcast going on right now with Chappelle over on Post Show Recaps. We're talking about the show Bel Air. That's on Peacock. It's been a good time there. And last but not least, 90 Day Fiance, still going strong. Me and Rob have been talking about it week after week. It's been getting spicy. It's been getting fun. We power rank all the couples. The power rankings are wild, way more fluctuation than the stock watch would ever do. Like there's been a couple that were sixth in our rankings that are not first within two episodes, man. So a lot happens there. Check us out over there as well. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And we will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.